Douglas is my first dog. Douglas is my first dog as an adult. I had lots of dogs when I was growing up. Our family went through them a bit. We lived on a busy road. All right, that's where you're at. Look, it just really paints a picture of a time and a place. Look, Douglas is fine. I don't live on a busy road anymore. I take good care of the boy. I take him to the dog park. And anyone who goes to a dog park on the regular knows that no good conversation is ever had at a dog park. They are just festivals of small talk, and that is not my natural habitat. You don't know why yet, but you do. Now, I want to tell you a story about a terrible conversation I had at the dog park once. This bloke just walks up to me. I mean, he had a dog. He wasn't just being creepy. He had context. And I want to tell you this. It's not pertinent to the story, but I want you to know his dog had shoes on. And his dog did not want to have shoes on. Because he was doing that, like... And it was a whippet situation, and they're shaky at the best of times. So we don't know why. Are they cold? Are they nervous? We don't know. But it was like just... It was a lot. Now, it's not important to the story, but it was a lot in my periphery. So I just want you to know. Added stress. Now, this was my friend's icebreaker. We'd never met. This was his icebreaker. He said, did you know it takes less muscles to smile than frown? Now, the men in the audience are sitting there going, oh, you've experienced an isolated incident. And the women are sitting there going, oh, for fuck's sake. And non-binary folk are like, is that a hard day for you, is it? Now, as far as icebreakers go, it's a fucking shit one. Basically, what he's saying is, your face is wrong, can you change it? Like, honestly, and even if I was giving the benefit of the doubt, right, and truly believe that energy consumption was his chief concern, that he was just looking at me going, if only she knew. She could live her best life. She could get so much more out of a day. If only she knew. Like, even if I believe that, the thing is, I was neither smiling nor frowning. My face was neutral, which takes fuck all muscles. Like, and now I am aware that my neutral face is not particularly chipper. Like, I do look like someone stabbed a potato with a spoon upside down. Honestly, like... No muscles. Neutral. Now, I have resting bitch face. That's what it's called. It's what's colloquially known as resting bitch face. Only women have resting bitch face. Men simply have very important thoughts you best not interrupt them having. Like, honestly, no one has ever gone up to a man what is a stranger and gone, cheer up, love may never happen. No! As far as icebreakers go, that was a bit shit. Do you know what? You know how I responded? I started frowning. I started using muscles I'd had no intentions of using just moments earlier. But he thought it went very well, so he stepped the conversation up another notch and he said, what is your dog's name? Classic. And I responded by saying, Doug, because he's only Douglas when he's in trouble, I discovered. Now, when I said Doug, this man's response was a little much. He's basically, I said, Doug, and he's gone, ah, good one. And I said, it's not. I don't know why. I think I was still in frown land, and I was just like, it's not a good name. And he said, it is. So I said, it's not. So let's just, this is what's happening. I'm having an argument with a stranger in the dog park about whether or not my dog's name is good, and I'm not on the side you'd assume I'd be on. And his dog had shoes on. We had more important things to talk about. But he said, we're going, it's a bad name. It's a good name. Eventually, he's like, look, it's a good name because Doug, dogs dig, Doug. Now, it was a singularly humiliating moment as a professional comedian to have my own joke that I hadn't even thought of explained back to me. As if I had thought of it, but just forgot. Like, I didn't notice. I'd had Doug for over a year. Hadn't fucking clocked that his name was a pun. Humiliated. So I did what any reasonable, mature person would do. I lied. I said no. His name's Douglas, and I named him after the pouch of Douglas, I will have you know. And he said, what is the pouch of Douglas? And it's a fair question because the pouch of Douglas is an obscured situation. So I explained. I said, the pouch of Douglas is a bit of potential space that exists, and it's situated between the anal cavity and the uterus in the female biological sex reproductive environment. At the dog park! And this guy did not blink. He's just frozen. And he started frowning. And I know he was suddenly working very hard. And I took that look of fear mingled with vague repulsion and mistook it for genuine curiosity. And I thought, this man wants to know more. So I explained, it's neither front nor back. It's sort of right in the middle. It's in fanny neutral territory. We'll call it fanny Switzerland. And it doesn't have its own entrance, I said, as if that made it all better. Like, you can't just get to it. Although, if you were to stick your thumb up the bum and your finger up the relevant vagine and clap, that bit in there, that's your pouch of Douglas, in there, at the dog park! Because it's not an actual thing, it's just there, it's a crawl space for emergencies. The best way I can explain it is this, right? You've got a suitcase and you want to open the suitcase. You take the zip and you take the zip all the way around the suitcase, but when you go to open the suitcase, it does not open because you have not used the zip. You've used the funny zip, which does go all the way around the suitcase, but it doesn't fucking open. It just mocks you. So when you go to open the suitcase, it just does that. And now you have not opened the suitcase, but what you've done is you've created a bit of extra space in there, and you can't see it, and you can't access it. But you know it's there. That is the pouch of Douglas.
Stream Hannah Gadsby, Douglas. Only on Netflix now.